How do D's survive? For example, many modern-day D's deny causality. Well, to some extent, they function by detaching their philosophy from life. If they're against concepts, for example, they don't stop talking the way Cratylus did in the ancient world. They talk, but they don't use language the way you would if you weren't a D. And sometimes they just detach their ideas completely. I saw an excellent example of this when I was teaching at the University of Denver, and a logical positivist, the type that doesn't believe in reality and only sensations, etc., the real D2, came to lecture, and he lectured on his philosophy, and then he said afterwards, "I'd like to know where the nearest synagogue is." And the people in the department looked at him and said, "Why do you want a synagogue? You just proved that there's nothing but sensations." And he said, "Yes, that's philosophy, but now I will have to live." So there is that type. And to some extent, they're all that way, because if they were completely consistent, they'd die right away. Also, this questioner asks, is a D culture stable? Can such a culture continue for hundreds of years, or would it simply disintegrate? No, I don't think it can continue. It would have to give way. It might give way by the country just breaking up. There's no dominant philosophy. Then it doesn't come under DIM anymore. It's reverted, in effect, to pre-Greek state. But in the West, as I indicate in my book on DIM, I believe that as it disintegrates, it is going to be replaced by a religious philosophy. The religious philosophy could last indefinitely.